The following is brought to you in association with and as a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Welcome everybody to this week's show. This is episode 47 of the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. I'm your host, Justin. I actually have people with me this week. Holy crap.
People?
It's not snowing.
Yeah, it's not snowing. I'm joined by Vince.
Yay!
And Timmy.
Timmy.
Mr. Short is not here this week.
He's doing jazzercise.
He'll be back next week.
Is it officially jazzercise? Is that what he's doing?
I think it's gymnastics. His daughter's doing gymnastics.
Yeah, he's got a kid thing.
Well, let's gay it up and call it jazzercise.
Yeah. Next week will be...
You forgot somebody.
Oh, Skeets is here too. He's quiet right now.
Humping my leg.
Next week will be our Indiana Comic Con wrap up because we're going Saturday. So that'll be fun. So far, it's just me and Mr. Short. I don't think the Phantom will be going with us.
So he'll be there in spirit.
He'll be there in spirit. We'll get right into it. Our TV rundown. There was no new Arrow, no new Flash, no new Scorpion, no new Mike Tyson.
This is going to be a short show.
Yeah. That narrows it down to Gotham. I know you did not watch Gotham. Did you happen to catch it?
No.
That's a no. We'll run through this.
Blackish was new.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. They were marching on a bridge or something. Obama was there.
I think that came up.
It was on the news. I'll run through this real quick. Fish, as we, from last episode, popped out her own eye and find out she's in a hospital bed. The Dollmaker, his giant mansion, is taking care of her. He replaced her eye, gave her a blue eye, so she has one normal and one blue eye now.
So she's inbred.
Yeah. She is trying to work her way up in his system so she don't get killed. And he lets her in on the last quote-unquote upper management guy that failed him. And it's basically a guy's head on a woman's body, and the woman looks like Frankenstein, stitches all over and parts mix and matched. And
Frankenhooker,
yes, exactly.
Joan Rivers.
Rest in pieces. Well, non-decomposition. English is hard when you're trying.
Yeah, the plastic doesn't decompose.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was working. English. Alfred's still in the hospital. Gordon comes in to try and get information on the guy that stabbed him, but Alfred lies and says he didn't see the guy, but we know who it is. Selina shows up at the hospital. Bruce tells her that he's going to go after the guy.
I thought Selina died in a movie a long time ago.
Yes, Michelle Pfeiffer did. Oh, you're talking about... I see what you're doing. You tried to bring up the Mexicans.
Wow.
Man. And getting away
that was a reach. Yeah, that was a reach.
I haven't been here for a while, so I'm slow.
So is he.
I'm not slow.
But he knows it's because he was looking into the board, the Wayne Enterprises board. That's why they sent the guy. Gordon is going after Commissioner Loeb, who he finds out has dirt on almost everybody in the police system. That's why they're all corrupt and working for the mob and all this stuff. So he gets Penguin's help to find out where these files are, because Commissioner Loeb and Don Falcone are in together in cahoots.
They're in bed together.
Yep. And he finds out that Loeb's daughter 20 years ago killed his wife, and he's covered it up this whole time. So that gives him leverage. But Penguin also says that for him helping, he gets to look at the files of anybody who's not a cop and see what he has on them. And he gets a no questions asked favor from Gordon anytime he wants to bring it up. So
it's like a stone cutter thing.
Yeah. So Gordon agrees. Bullock says don't do it, but he agrees anyway. At the end, he gets Bullock's file, gives it to Harvey to destroy or whatever he wants to do with it. So Harvey's in the clear now. looking at my notes here. And at the end of the episode, part of the deal when he goes to Loeb, when Gordon goes to Loeb and says, look, I have all this on you, you're done. Loeb says, fine, I'll resign. Gordon's like, no, you're not resigning, because that would just mean another jackass would come in here that I'd have to fight too. So now I have leverage on you. Here's what you're going to do. And basically, he gets Loeb's endorsement to be president of the police union. So this starts Gordon working his way up to, as we know in the comics, he becomes Commissioner Gordon. So that was it. At the very end, you find out that the Dollmaker thing, where Fish is a giant mansion on an island. So there is no really escape. So
it's Island DiCaprio?
Yes, Island DiCaprio. That's a bad pun. That was just a bad
pun. It's a real place.
It's a real place, yes. So that was it for Gotham. I think there's three more episodes this season. And considering the news I have a little bit later about Gotham, a certain character might not make it. So
it's too bad Batman died.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, Batman does.
So young.
Yeah. We'll get into TV news. Rob Kaczynski, he was in True Blood and Pacific Rim. He is going to play the monster in Fox's Frankenstein show. I'm not looking forward to this.
You got a picture of this guy?
Yeah, I can pull it up real quick. Pull it up. Here, I'll read the synopsis of the show.
Hey. It's International Women's Day.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah, it's what Google says.
They get to leave the kitchen?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you believe that shit?
That's fucked up.
Rob Kaczynski plays Pritchard, a morally corrupt retired cop given a second chance at life when he is brought back from the dead. Characters described as athletic, strong, and handsome. Like, because, you know, that's what Frankenstein fucking looks like.
No, that was Swamp Thing.
Yeah, that was Swamp Thing. The quote-unquote monster, who's reanimated version of the much older Pritchard, a former Marine and county sheriff who was recently murdered. He may have a new body, but his mind is that still of a 75-year-old badass curmudgeon. So, this is going to fail fucking in flames, like Harrison Ford in a fucking airplane crash.
Well, maybe they'll do it like the book, though, because Frankenstein really wasn't... Or Frankenstein's monster really wasn't, you know.
That's what I'm hoping, but yeah, I guess you got to pretty it up for TV. But
he's not going to have the flat head, the bolt sticking out of his neck.
I'm looking at my Funko Pop.
Boris Karloff.
That would be awesome, but no, we're not getting that.
Oh, they could use Mickey Rourke and not even put any makeup on him.
Fucking, that would be great. He's not doing anything except sitting ringside at UFC fights.
Throwing boxing matches.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the bad news for Timmy this week.
That is bullshit.
Indianapolis native and comedian actor Mike Epps has been cast as the title character in ABC's upcoming reboot of Uncle Buck. Uncle Buck will be, this is an all-black cast.
Yeah, Uncle Buck will be a black guy.
They'll put it probably after Blackish.
He's not going to smoke cigars.
Nope.
He's not going to drive a beat-up old caddy.
He might. Well, black people Cadillacs.
He won't be smoking cigars. He'll be smoking the reefer.
Yeah. But yeah, I like Mike Epps, but not as Uncle Buck. Come on.
No.
Why you got to niggify fucking Uncle Buck?
Gee, here we go. I missed you.
I'm just saying. Why? Just leave it alone. Please,
well, it's
just
like
leave
the
it
thing,
alone.
It's like the thing Michelle Rodriguez said last week. That nobody was here for that I reported on Solo. And if you're listening to this and you listened to last week, one, God bless you, and two, that a Solo show will never happen again. Because that was
ever.
Rough. That was rough. But she said that the Hollywood change all the white characters to black or minority needs to stop. Let white people have their characters. If you want minority characters, create them on your own.
No shit.
You know,
and then like, that gives them an identity.
Right.
I don't get it.
But I have decided that when they remake Malcolm X, I want Larry the Cable Guy cast as Malcolm X.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Johnny Depp as Kunta Kinte.
That might actually work.
I know.
But,
just leave it alone.
I know.
Well, I mean, even
they
then.
Didn't announce it yet, but Oprah is going to play the mom. So.
Yeah.
I'm just, it's already said. That's why I don't, it's not really a white or black thing. It's, they're just taking and just redoing it.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone.
I agree.
Why don't they just, like movies, I was thinking about this the other day, movies that come out.
Right.
Why don't they just re-release the old ones?
Yeah.
In theaters. Like, somebody was saying, weren't they saying they were going to remake that John Cusack movie?
Oh, they were going to do their, which one?
You know what I'm talking about? No, with the stereo.
Say anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do that.
Why can't they just re-release it?
They are re-releasing, what was it, 16 Candles or Breakfast Club or something like that. Probably. They're re-releasing that for theaters for 30th anniversary.
Fuck, I'll go see it.
Hell yeah, I would too. Next thing I have is...
I smell a mandate.
Hell yeah.
There's a hole in the fucking bottom of the popcorn,
that's
right?
Right. Mine too. The Problem Child TV series that NBC is making has cast their child.
Black kid?
Oh, no. It's a ginger. Of course, if you remember Problem Child movie, this is... It's,
now, they got to get John Ritter's boy to play the dad.
That's what I was thinking, too.
But he's tied up in another shit TV show. He's
yeah. But
what show is he on now?
Fuck, I don't
the McCarthy's?
Remember. Yeah, he's on the McCarthy's.
He was the voice of Digger on... that cartoon version of Erie, Indiana. Damn it. What was that show called? Mystery Falls or...
Oh, I know what you're talking
you
about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I can't remember the name of it, though.
Yeah.
But Jack Gore is the name of the kid. He was in the Michael J. Fox show. So his acting's a little shaky. Seeing a little kid.
Yeah.
That's a pun.
That's
damn it.
That's
joke.
A pun.
Michael Oliver played the original kid. Now they could cast him as the dad. That would be hilarious.
That'd be funny.
But no, because that makes sense.
Yeah, nobody thinks like that.
Yeah. Next thing I have, Linda Esco. She was in the show Kane. She has been cast in Lucifer, Fox's pilot based off Lucifer from Sandman. She will play Maze, Lucifer's best friend, a demon in the form of a beautiful young woman.
Hell yeah.
So, I have more hope for that than I do Uncle Buck. So, or Frankenstein, for that matter.
Yes, but you know Uncle Buck will be awesome. I mean, not...
To us.
To us, but everyone will love it.
Yes, it'll get rave reviews.
That's depressing.
HBO's streaming service, their internet-only deal, is, is now going to be called HBO Now. Could launch as early as next month in time for the Game of Thrones season premiere. And it will be available on Apple TV. That's the only thing I've heard so far that
it
will be on.
I bought the banana TV.
And they're looking at a price point of $15 a month.
I got that. I got that.
They're looking at $15 a month.
Still, it'd be glossed over it.
If this gives you everything back catalog of HBO, $15 a month could be worth it, because that's Sopranos, Wire, Oz, whole bunch of stuff. So, or what was the one? Carnival?
Yeah, Carnival.
Yeah.
I was always kind of partial to Arliss.
Fuck yeah, Arliss. Was it Gary Shandling show?
I think Gary Shandling.
Gary Sanders show?
Gary Shandling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved Arliss. Arliss was fucking awesome.
That was funny.
Yeah.
I'm not a sports guy.
Zachary Quinto from Spock, and he's on the new miniseries, The Slap, about
the guy
bitch slaps a kid. He will be guest starring on Hannibal this season. He will be in at least one episode, probably more. He will play the patient of Bedelia, who is Gillian Anderson. So, she's the shrink this year for Hannibal. So,
take your top off.
Hell yeah. Duchovny got to see him, goddammit. The rest of us want to. Minority Report. Fox is working on the Minority Report series. I was all excited for this until they cast the lead guy.
Jaden Smith.
Wilmer Valderrama. Fez from that 70s show.
Handy Mandy.
Manny is going to be the lead. I was all excited for this, and then they cast this. I'm like, oh, you just fucking killed it.
Who knows? You might pull it off.
Yeah. Cautiously optimistic, but man, chances are no. This is great TV news. We're getting a TV series based on The Expendables. Stallone's action hero thing, but it will be cast with TV action stars.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Now, here's what... Now, I put this on the Facebook, and we got a lot of hits on who they think should be on the show. Here is who... I got to pull it up here real quick. Here is who they're looking for. Wow, we got a lot of comments on that.
Well, Chuck Norris was even in the
movie. He was in the movie. Here's who the studio is looking at. Tom Selleck, Magnum P.I., Mr. T, Scott Bakula, which I got to thinking, Scott Bakula, really? Quantum Leap.
He was in something else too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's on NCIS New Orleans right now.
He was in Enterprise.
It was an Enterprise.
Before Quantum Leap.
Oh.
Cagney and Lacey.
He was the guy on Cagney and Lacey.
Hill Street Blues.
Yeah.
Cop Rock.
Cop Rock. Yes. They're looking at David Hasselhoff.
Oh, God.
Michael Knight. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Lucy Lawless. Xena. Kevin Sorbo for Hercules.
Of course.
Richard Dean Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
MacGyver or from Stargate.
Yep.
Whichever way. Kiefer Sutherland, and considering this is going to be on Fox, Kiefer's probably in as Jack Bauer.
Probably the guy running it.
Probably team leader, yeah. And Chuck Norris are all on Fox's wish list to be on this show.
But they won't play the characters they did in...
Yes.
They're going to revamp?
I think so. Well, I don't know. I don't know if they would actually be able to play the characters, but it would be... Yeah. But it would be the actors. Some other ones that we had... that our listeners, the only other one that wasn't named was Lorenzo Lamas.
Fuck yeah, from Renegade.
Troxel picked us up. Yeah, Renegade.
Hell yeah.
Not the shitty WCW Ultimate Warrior ripoff Renegade, but Lorenzo Lamas writing a... But if he's on there, then his guy that was his Indian sidekick has to be on
Hummer.
Yeah. You know, Chief Walking Feathers or Walking Papers or whatever it was.
Chief Green Card.
Green Card. That's a bad joke, but I love it. I wanted to run down this real quick. This is the list of all the shows based on comic books that are going to be either are out now or will be coming out. This is a long fucking list. We know where Hollywood's getting their ideas at now. Wait, Powers.
These are TV shows.
TV shows, yes. Powers, which is going to be on PlayStation. Daredevil. Walking Dead. Gotham. Flash.
Walking Dead's off of... I thought the comic book was off of Walking
No.
Dead.
No. Comic book was first.
Oh.
Yeah. Flash.
Yeah, pay attention, Dick.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Arrow. Constantine. Agent Carter. iZombie, which is coming to CW. Here, that's the ones that are out now. Confirmed that we're going to get Supergirl. Jessica Jones. Iron Fist. Luke Cage. Marvel's The Defenders. Those are all the Netflix... series. Here's the ones that are in the pilot stage. So they're going to film the pilot and see if they get picked up. That's going to be Titans, which is Teen Titans. Fear the Walking Dead, which is the spinoff. Lucifer. Riverdale, which I forgot about. That's the Archie show.
Yeah.
That's on Fox. Outcast. Preacher. Global Frequency. Here's the ones that are in development but have not been picked up for a pilot yet, but probably will be. The unnamed DC superhero team up, which is going to have like Firestorm, Atom, Captain Cold, stuff like that from Flash and Arrow. It's their Justice League, basically. You're getting an unnamed X-Men TV series from Fox. Will probably be based on X-Factor, the Jamie Madrox's detective agency run.
So X-Men, are they going to have Nathan Lane?
Oh, that's a... That one, that... Okay, that's good.
Wow.
Static Shock.
That took me a second.
Static Shock, that's going to be live action. Or actually, no, I don't know if that's live action. But it's going to be Warner's digital imprint. Sci-Fi's doing Krypton, which is going to be Gotham for Superman. Five Ghosts on Sci-Fi.
That's going to be cool.
Five Ghosts is... I'm actually interested in this one. It's about a treasure hunter who can access the ghosts and their skills of an archer, a detective, a wizard, a samurai, and a vampire. So that's where your five ghosts come from.
Did he just sneeze and fart at the same time?
He sneezed. Dreadstar, that's the Jim Starlin series. Pax Romana, Clone, Ronin, Letter 44, Scalped, which is going to WGN America, which I'm excited about. Scalped is basically The Sopranos, but Native American. It's all based on the Rez type of deal. Really good book. DMZ's going to sci-fi. Near future New York City's been isolated as a demilitarized zone in the wake of a civil war. So, and last one is Thief of Thieves. That's going to AMC. That is Robert Kirkman from Walking Dead is producing this one. So that's a lot of shows. Not all of them's going
to
make it.
So. Now, one, I'd like to see that. I was thinking about while you were rattling all that off.
Uh-huh.
It's just start a show called Stark and have it where his dad was with Stark Enterprises and kind of like on the Gotham thing where they're going along and, you know, because he's laying out all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be kind of interesting.
They started to do that with Agent Carter.
Okay.
A lot of Agent Carter was Howard Stark.
Okay.
So... And there's no word yet on if Agent Carter is going to get a second season. But Agent Carter was really good. I have all those saved, by the way. Here's the Gotham news. Whether or not Fish Mooney survives the season, Jada Pinkett Smith will not be returning for next season. She announced on...
She's got to whip her hair.
Back and forth.
Why?
Did not give a reason, but she was on the... used to be Regis. What's the little...
Michael and Kelly?
Yes. She
Kelly
was on...
And Michael or...
Yeah, Kelly and Michael. She was on there and announced that she will not be coming back for season two. That's stupid. Unless they're killing her character off at the end of this one. So...
Or Will's mad. He's jealous. She's getting work and he's not.
Fuck, he's dead shot in Suicide Squad. Considering his last few movies have bombed. And they also have Gotham has cast Chris Chalk, who played on Newsroom and Homeland, as Lucius Fox.
Newsroom, so, that was...
That's an HBO...
Okay, I was thinking of News Radio.
Yeah. I missed that show. You were talking about Arliss, but God, I miss News Radio.
News Radio was good.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan.
Fucking Joe Rogan and Phil Hartman.
And The Boss.
Oh!
Oh, the guy from Kids in the Hall.
Yeah, or Dave Foley was the...
Yeah, Dave Foley.
I think he's talking about the station manager.
Yeah.
Oh! What's his name from Office Space?
Yes.
Yeah, Milton.
Yeah. God, I need to find News Radio and watch that again.
Yeah, kids, if you haven't watched News Radio...
Go back and watch
go
it.
Go back and watch that.
It That's still holds
the VCR.
Up.
That's some good stuff.
It still holds up. But yeah, so they're going to bring in Lucius, which would be good for young Bruce. So... Of course, Lucius was Morgan Freeman in the Nolan movies. CBS went ahead and revealed the Supergirl outfit.
It didn't look bad.
I like it.
It looks a lot like the Superman outfit now.
Is that her?
Yeah, that's her. It's Melissa Benoist in the complete Supergirl outfit. Now, somebody was saying that, you know, it's quote-unquote not sexy enough. I'm like, one, you have to remember this is TV. Two, it's on CBS.
Yeah.
So it's for the 85 and over set.
And three, it's before 10 o'clock.
Yeah. So you're not going to get bare midriff and Power Girl's boob window, for fuck's sake.
Nipples.
I like it.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's got leggings. There's really no skin showing, so...
She doesn't look safe. As good as what's-her-name from the late 80s movie.
Oh, yeah. Helen Slater?
Yeah.
She's in the show.
Is she really?
Helen Slater and Dean Cain have both been cast in the show. Oh, and if they're the parents, I'm going to lose my shit. That's going to be great if they play the parents. That Superman and Supergirl is the parents. Yeah, that would be great. But yeah, I like it. So also announced Farhan Tahir. He was in Iron Man and Star Trek. He will play the commander, the alien military expert. He's basically the big bad for the season of Supergirl, so that already got picked up to series before they even shot the pilot. So,
well, yeah, it's a chick as the protagonist. Of course, they're gonna.
Yeah, CBS is running with that. Huh,
there's a woman and she's strong and powerful. Run it.
You're running. Yeah.
Give that bitch a broom.
Oh, we'll get
I'm sorry. It's National Woman's Day.
Yeah, it's National Woman's Day.
You know what you tell a woman with two black eyes? Nothing you haven't told her twice before.
That's your Irish joke for the day.
I thought you said, what do you call a woman with two black eyes?
No, what do you... What,
yeah. Vince calls her honey.
That's right.
I'm trying not to spit out my tea here before I get it.
Helen Keller's dog.
Oh, man.
Swallow it.
Ah, there we go. Nay, the first time you said that to me.
well, going you should to, know by now.
Yeah, you'd think.
He's got two black eyes.
Yeah. We'll go into movie news, and we're starting off with some really interesting news about Guardians of the Galaxy 2. James Gunn has announced that he will be putting in his favorite comic book character. Of course, rumor went crazy that it's going to be Captain Marvel. It will not be Captain Marvel because she's getting her own solo movie, and they're going to introduce her that way. Now the rumor is that it could be Rom the Space Knight. Marvel does not own the rights to Rom, so it probably won't be that. We've already know he's put in Howard the Duck at the very end of Guardians, so who the hell knows who, you know.
If it's Howard the Duck,
I would love
holy
that.
Shit.
Yeah. But, the new trailer for Avengers 2 hit. Did you guys see it?
I saw it.
You want to see it?
Sure.
Okay. Well, we'll pause real quick and let Timmy watch the trailer. Okay, we're back. We just watched the new Avengers trailer. What'd you think, Timmy?
Pretty good.
Looks really good.
I'm throbbing.
Okay.
Whoa, easy.
Now
easy, big fella.
The thing I picked up on two things during the new trailer. One, Tony Stark grabbing the Loki staff.
Yeah.
Which I think he uses to help create Ultron. This is just my thought. And the second thing I picked up was Vision at the very end.
Yeah.
The thing on his head. That yellow, I think, is an Infinity Stone. I think it's the Soul Gem.
Nice.
Because if you remember the comic books, Adam Warlock has it on his head.
Yeah.
And so we don't really know if Adam Warlock's going to be in Guardians and all that.
Yeah, way to tie the Guardians into the Avengers.
Yep. I think that's the Soul Gem, and I think that's how Vision comes to life and has a conscience and becomes a good guy. So, but looks really good. I'm interested. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. We're a couple months away from it. So, speaking of tying into the next Avengers and all that, Hawkeye and Falcon have both been confirmed that they will be in Captain America Civil War, along with Spider-Man. So, now what side they're going to be on, I'm guessing Caps. So, now for something completely different, Jared Leto has put on Instagram new pictures of his haircut for his upcoming role as the Joker.
Darn it.
Working on it.
Darn it, damn it.
And he was looking like Jesus with the long hair and the beard. And he now looks shaved off the beard completely, and he went short, very short, blonde. Huh. It's slicked back. It looks like Scott Snyder's in-game run.
Nice.
For Joker. Of course, they had to bleach it because they're going to obviously dye it green. But, so that's what Joker's hairstyle is going to look like. So I'm okay with that. I think he's going to do okay. He wants to make it his own character, so, I mean, you can't do Nicholson, you can't do Ledger.
Yeah.
So, he also has shaved off his eyebrows. Why, I don't know. Next thing I have, Sigourney Weaver says she will be back for the Avatar sequels playing a brand new character. I don't care about the Avatar sequels anymore. It's been too long. You've waited too long.
I've never seen the first one.
Watch Ferngully. It's the same fucking movie.
I've seen Ferngully.
It's the same movie.
Yeah.
It took him, what, 20 years to make the first one?
Yeah. Because he wanted to wait for
the technology
to catch up to what he wanted to do. But shit. You have the technology now. Why are you waiting 10 more years between... You can't do that. Yeah, so.
But it'll set another fucking record because people are stupid.
I don't know anymore.
I didn't like the first one. I mean, as a
visually,
as a movie,
visually it was great to look at.
It was entertaining because of all this shit going on.
Yeah. But
following the storyline, it was a shit storyline.
Yeah. I completely agree with that. It was fucking Ferngully was special effects. So, speaking of special effects, your next solo Spider-Man movie, this is the Sony one, will be the Spectacular Spider-Man. They've already named it. And Drew Goddard, the guy that did Cabin in the Woods, is set to write and direct. No casting yet, but that should be very soon. I saw this, and I'm not sure about this. Vince, it's another remake. The Magnificent Seven is getting remade. Antoine Fuqua, who did Training Day.
Fuqua.
Yeah.
Is directing it. You're getting Ethan Hawke is re-teaming with Denzel in it. Haley Bennett, that was in The Equalizer with Denzel. And also Chris Pratt from Guardians of the Galaxy. Star-Lord will be in it.
Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
Is it country? Is it going to be Western?
Probably Western. Not.
Country and Western.
Country and Western.
Both types of music.
Yeah.
The only music that matters.
God damn it. Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't know if it will be set in the Old West. I mean, it probably should, but who knows?
It might not be, though, because The Seven Samurai was the first movie.
Yeah, that's why you can't really shit on this one for being a remake, because Magnificent Seven was a remake of... Yeah, so... I don't know. So we're going to get that. Coming off of her UFC destruction of her opponent, Ronda Rousey, is going to co-star with Iko Uwais, the guy from The Raid. They're going to do a movie called Mile 22. Peter Berg is on to produce. Film will explore the relationship between a CIA field officer and an Indonesian police officer, forced to work together as they confront violent and extreme political corruption. So basically, The Raid 3 with Ronda Rousey.
Woo!
Hell yeah. She is going to break some poor little Asian guy's arm. Actually, she probably might just rip it completely off his body.
And eat it.
And eat it.
And be hungry 2 hours later.
And will still look sexy as hell doing it. So. I don't know why this is being made into a movie. My next story here. Joseph Kosinski, directed Tron Legacy, is going to direct the movie version of the video game Gran Turismo.
That sounds boring as shit.
Yeah.
It does, because all you did was drive a car around.
There was no story mode. There was no story mode. Unless the story mode is trying to get your fucking licenses to go to the next race.
Better change my oil so I get another mile per hour.
It's a cool game, but...
How the fuck are you going to turn this into a movie? Well, fuck, they did it with Battleship. So there you go. Jesse Usher. He's the star of Survivor's Remorse. It's a series on Stars. Has been cast as the lead in the sequel to Independence Day. He will play the son of Will Smith's character from the first one. Will Smith is not coming back, so we'll cast your son. Thank God it ain't fucking Jaden.
What's his name going to be in it?
Liam Hemsworth has also been cast in a lead role, along with Jeff Goldblum is back.
Good, Jeff Goldblum.
And David Levinson.
What about Data? What about Brent Spiner?
Don't know if he's back, but fuck, throw him in there.
Yeah, put him in there. He needs work.
By the Presidente.
I don't know if Pullman's coming back or not. Hey, I got that right. I got my Pullman and Paxton right for once.
Good Holy job. Shit.
Usually I fuck them both up.
This means you're going to fuck everything else up from here out.
Well, this next one's not going to be hard to fuck up, but I don't know why it's happening. MGM has acquired...
You said that, right?
Yeah. MGM has acquired the screen rights to Robert C. O'Brien's children's book, Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim.
Oh, no, please don't.
And has Ice Age 5 writer Michael Berg attached to write the script. The movie adaptation will be done as live-action CGI hybrid like the Smurfs or Alvin and the Chipmunks. So you're going to get Nim in the style of Smurfs.
Now, why can't they do shit cool like when they did the Indian in the Cover movie based off the book? That was a good movie.
I like that.
That was a cool movie.
I remember the Secret in him, Don Bluth did.
Yeah.
And it was dark enough, you know, that it...
You could...
It made sense. It was...
Yes.
It wasn't necessarily a kid's movie, but it was... I don't know. I think that...
Kids and adults could watch it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
On both levels.
Right.
Oh, just like porn.
Yes. But kids shouldn't be watching porn. Oh. I guess.
Allegedly. That's wow.
Yeah. There's usually a story like this every week, it seems, that they're rebooting or redoing something that just makes you scratch your head and go, that one? Of all the things that you could reboot or redo, you're doing Secrets in them?
Yeah. Do another book!
Yes! That's what I thought, but... Okay. We'll get on to something completely different and good. If this is true.
You promise?
Yes. The Senior Vice President of Production at Sony/Columbia Pictures, Devon Franklin, may have shown concept art from the upcoming He-Man movie of Battle Cat.
There's an upcoming He-Man movie?
Yes.
Holy Jesus.
You really need to listen to the show.
Yeah. I've only been talking about it for almost a year. If this is true, and I'm looking at, for anybody that wants to see it, it's on IO9. That looks fucking badass. If that is the actual concept footage for Battle Cat.
Who are they going to get to play He-Man? Dolph Lundgren?
I would bring him back as King Grayskull. But that's just me casting. But if that's actual concept art footage, then it looks like Game of Thrones style, like I want. Looks badass. So
maybe they'll get Steve Buscemi to do He-Man.
Dude, he should be Skeletor.
He should be He-Man.
He should be He-Man.
Frank Langella.
No! We have been over this.
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews is He-Man. I would be almost okay with that. Almost. Sony Pictures has confirmed that we are getting Zombieland 2.
Sweet.
But... We are actually getting Ruben Fleischer, the director from the first movie, is coming back to do the second one.
Woody Harrelson?
No word on the original cast. I got to looking at that original cast. Holy shit, they're all huge now.
Yeah.
Aside from Woody Harrelson, you got Emma Stone. The little girl was Abigail Breslin. And it's playing Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg. If he can fit that into his Batman Superman schedule and Justice League and upcoming, come back for fucking Zombieland 2, The Quest for More Twinkies. That would be, I like the first Zombieland movie.
It was good.
Yeah. We talked about the Poltergeist remake. We watched the trailer for that. That looks really good. 20th Century Fox is really pushing this hard, and they actually pushed up the release date. To May 22nd. So, here in a couple months.
2 days after Timmy's birthday.
That's right. They're pushing it up 2 full months before its original release date. So, we talked about the It reboot, didn't we?
Yes.
Tim Curry. Tell me you got Tim Curry news.
Early... I don't have Tim Curry news, because he, last I heard, is still recuperating from when he was sick.
Well, walk it off, pussy.
But the early rumor for casting... for the new Pennywise is either Andy Serkis, basically mocap guy, or he plays Ulysses Klaue in the upcoming Avengers, Michael Shannon.
I can see that.
Or, this is the one I want, if they can't get Tim Curry, Willem Dafoe.
Fuck yeah.
There was a firefight! Yes!
The guy from... the second one you said, Michael Shannon.
I think Michael Shannon could do a hell of a job. But man, Willem Dafoe is a crazy clown.
But Tim Curry, come on, you can't beat him.
My first pick would obviously be Tim Curry to come back, but...
Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe would be the shit.
Kelsey Grammer.
I'll punch you in the fucking face.
As Sideshow Bob.
Yeah.
Yes. No, because then he just fucking busting into musicals singing in the sewer.
With Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe! I'm okay with that, actually. I think we just fixed the It movie. Here's another head-scratcher. kind of on the Secrets of NIMH.
God damn it, you said that you had good news.
Damn it, there must is.
It's like a roller coaster ride.
What's the shit over with?
He raises you
here in a little bit.
And then he knocks you down.
Sony Pictures is going to do a Barbie movie. Live action Barbie movie. Okay?
Taylor Swift.
I'd be okay with that. I don't have casting news. I have who's going to write the movie.
Oprah Winfrey.
Two gay guys.
Close. Diablo Cody, who wrote Juno. Is probably,
I don't know. What?
Is probably...
Juno?
Probably best what she's known for. If you haven't... If you don't know her story, she was a stripper, and then she became a writer, and then
Are
she
we
got,
talking about Barbie, or...?
Yes. But they're going to get an ex-stripper, now screenwriter, to write the Barbie movie.
Female Pamela empowerment Anderson. Bullshit.
Yeah, it's a female empowerment deal.
Awesome. Pamela Anderson.
As Barbie's mom.
Awesome. I can't wait. I'm going to rush out and see that because that's what I want to watch. More movies about how white guys are bad.
Oh, you mean the news.
Yeah.
Well, here's your... We're going back to good news. It's an up and down. It's,
yay!
It's Rob Zombie has been filling... He's going to do his movie 31, his new horror movie.
Yeah.
He's been... Here's his casting so far.
Sherry Moon.
Obviously. On the victim side, he has announced that Lawrence Hilton Jacobs... Does that name ring a bell to you? You're giggling like a retard at Chuck E. Cheese, so yes, it must. Do you know? Okay, he was Boom Boom Washington on Welcome Back, Kotter.
Oh, man.
He's going to be a victim.
Does he die first?
Probably before the even credits roll. It's a fucking Rob Zombie movie, so credits will be halfway through.
He's the black guy.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to go first.
Zombie regular Daniel Roebuck, who was in Bubba Hotep, Devil's Rejects. He will play Panda Thompson, the manager of the Traveling Carnival, and... Wait a minute. Okay, Boom Boom Carter will play the manager of the Traveling Carnival. Daniel Roebuck will play Pastor Victor, a surviving participant from the last game of 31. So...
So that just means the black guy ain't gonna get killed first this time.
Not first. As for the tormentors, Zombie has cast E.G. Daily... Basically, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Yeah. And Torsten, I think I wrote that right, Torsten Voges, he was in Big Lebowski and Lords of Salem, so he's a Rob Zombie guy, as Sexhead and Deathhead, the two murderous clowns that run Murder World. So, cautiously optimistic. But fucking Boom Boom Washington in a horror movie. Yeah. I'm all about that. Yeah.
When's this coming out?
I don't know. He's just casting it now, so probably next year.
Oh, man.
Probably around Halloween next year.
Well, Screech did a horror movie.
Yeah, had a rusty trombone.
It's a porn thing.
Next story, James Mangold has said that the next Wolverine movie will start shooting early next year. I don't care. Even though... I had his name. Who the fuck plays Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman said he wants to play the role until he dies.
Oh, maybe he'll die.
Fingers crossed.
He keeps getting.
Would you like to go
cancer?
On a plane ride with Harrison Ford?
No.
Okay. I was telling him earlier about the Harrison Ford plane crash thing.
Yeah.
How fucked up would that be that we lose Spock and Han Solo within a week?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I was thinking that same thing.
I was like, no wonder the Millennium Falcon tried to fucking kill his ass on set. You ain't flying and crashing me, motherfucker.
Yeah. When Tracy told me that Harrison Ford was in a plane wreck, I thought, oh God. That's number two.
That's number two.
Who's number three?
As you said, Shatner'd be looking over his shoulder for a guy in a hood. Here's another down on the story roller coaster this week. It has been announced that Toy Story 4 will not be a direct sequel to 3.
Huh. Oh, they're going to make it happy? Am I going to fucking cry?
You're going to cry, but not for the same reason. It will focus more on the toys and will be a romantic comedy.
I'm almost okay with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you know it's going to be between Jesse and Buzz.
Awesome. As long as it's happy, I'm okay. Because that last movie...
Space Cowboy!
Dude! Set that... Yeah.
That fucking last movie...
Oh, it fucking gutted me. I'm an adult man, and that movie still fucking gutted
right
me.
After Dad died.
Oh, yeah.
I got it, and we watched it, me and Devil did. And I cried like a bitch at the end of that movie.
Fucking awful. Holding hands in the furnace together. Yeah.
I won't watch it anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck that movie. Yeah.
Hopefully. They should have ended it there, done, but you're going to get a sequel, a romantic comedy sequel. But it's Pixar, so I'm holding out hope. So.
Fuck Pixar.
Now, hold on. Now, you saying you were a grown man crying in that movie?
Yep.
Looking around your room doesn't really scream grown man.
What, all the toys?
Yeah.
I did get Dog Pound Ninja Turtle toys on that one. Made me happy. Do you remember the movie? This would have been shit. I was in high school. The Phantom.
Yes.
With Billy Zane.
Yes.
He's working on a either sequel or reboot.
Why skip the wrestling news? What's that? What?
Now I fucking love the Phantom story. The ghost that walks. Just Google it if you don't know the Phantom. It was one of the first fucking superheroes ever.
Yeah, literally, it was one of the first superheroes.
Yeah. So you might be getting here talking about a sequel reboot. Last thing for movie news.
Thank God.
I'm sorry, Vince. Film Engine and Bender Spink are reportedly moving forward on a reboot, my favorite word for this week, of The Butterfly Effect.
Never watched the first one.
With none other than Eric Bress, who wrote and directed the first one, alongside with J. Mackey Gruber. So, basically Ashton Kutcher's first movie? Kind of first leading role?
No, I thought his first movie was...
Or was that Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, I think that, yeah.
Yeah, this was his first quote-unquote serious movie.
Ooh.
Yeah. I liked it. It was okay to watch. It's a Netflix something on in the background movie, but... That's it for our up-and-down roller coaster movie news. We'll go into comic books. There's not a lot this week. Marvel is starting to fill in the Battle World thing to get ready for Secret Wars. They've announced that you're getting... Well, the Battle World thing is like its own planet. We know everybody gets teleported and there's Secret Wars and then whatever comes out of that's your new universe. But apparently, it's not the only thing left this new planet. There's also a moon. And if you watch Guardians of the Galaxy, you know what this moon is. It's nowhere. Where the Guardian's secret base is. So you're getting a book, Guardians of Nowhere, written by Brian Bendis and Mike Diotto. Basically, it has left the Guardians of the Galaxy without a galaxy left to defend. They're wrapped up in a mystery to find the mysterious new villain that's on Nowhere. So, you're going to get that. You're also, in July, going to get a Groot solo series.
Well, I bet that's going to be... hard to write for.
Yeah, I am Groot. No fucking book. But the synopsis is, when Rocket and Groot are on an intergalactic road trip, something happens and the two get separated. For the first time in years, they're not together. Groot's on his own. Let's see. Explosions, space sharks, aliens, and intergalactic hitchhiking. All in three words. I am Groot. So, that's basically it for news. For comic books, I do have some recommendations if people want to pick up some books that are either new series starting or new creative, stuff like that. The Star Wars books that Marvel's putting out now are fantastic.
Really?
Yes. Basically, you get to see... Let's see, I know they've come out with Star Wars number one, Vader number one, and I think Princess Leia number one just came out. So, all these are really good. Marvel's putting a lot of... push behind these with really good...
Well, yeah, because Darth Mickey's standing behind him with a fucking baseball bat doing this.
Disney money, man.
Yeah. All New Hawkeye number one just came out. If you want to start on that series. Swamp Thing number 40. This was the end of the Swamp Thing run going into Convergence. Spider-Woman number 5. This is a new writing team in her new costume. First new costume in 40 years.
Let Timmy know.
And this one is not safe for the kids. But if you're an adult, like most of us, Timmy.
Some of us.
Go pick up Big Man Plans number 1. The story of this book, I think Image does it. It's a midget who is tired of being mistreated by the world and one day just snaps. That's the whole thing, and it's a midget going on a killing spree. That's his whole book.
I wonder if they got it at Creepy Comics.
Probably. But you remember the book Goon?
Yes.
It's the same guy.
No shit.
Yes.
So is it going to be a short run?
Miniseries.
That's a short run.
But Yeah, it's by the same creative team, both art and writing, that did Goon. So I will go pick that one up. So that's my last recommendation. I have three things for video games, and then I'll throw it to Vince.
I'll catch it.
Maybe.
The Mortal Kombat. Do you have the Mortal Kombat story?
No.
Okay, Mortal Kombat X.
I'll let you have it anyway, since you like Mortal Kombat so
the
much.
Story trailer was released. They're introducing four new characters. You're getting Jacqueline Briggs, the daughter of Jax. Takashi Takeda, the son of Kenshi. Kun Jin, a descendant of Kung Lao. And Cassie Cage, who is the daughter of Sonya Blade and Johnny Cage. The story will take place 25 years after the last Mortal Kombat game. So, okay, we're back. We just watched the trailer for Mortal Kombat X. Looks interesting. I'm going to have to play it. My next thing for video game news, Rock Band officially announced their new game, as I said last week. Guitar Hero should announce either at E3 this year or slightly before. I know they're mad that Rock Band kind of beat them to the punch. Electronic Arts is closing Maxis, the studio behind SimCity and The Sims. This will not affect your Sims gameplay, Sims 4, but they did close the studio. So, last thing I have is Five Nights at Freddy's. Came out early.
Yeah.
And just fucking go on YouTube and watch people get the shit scared out of
them. Devlin wanted to talk about that game today.
Yeah.
He's got two. Five Nights at Freddy's 3 just came out. Yeah, that's a fucked up game.
Yeah. On to you.
PAX East is this week. Or was this week. Hell, yeah. I don't know. Brianna Wu makes a stand at PAX East. Game developer defies threats by Shadowy Group. I guess
that's the Gamergate thing.
Yeah, she's one of the chicks involved that won't keep her fucking mouth shut, I guess, just like a normal woman.
Guess who's going to be made in hatred?
I don't... Yeah. Well, she... yeah, that ain't no shit. I guess she went and then tweeted something to the effect of, wow, I was out in public. You could have had your chance then. Or, you know... I'm like, yeah, fuel the fire.
Yeah.
That's it. Just pour it on there.
Yeah. Don't kick a fucking hornet's nest.
I don't... I saw a picture of PAX, and it was like all guys.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Like, Timmy makes the joke when we go to comic conventions that it's, Virgin Fest?
Yes.
There are women. Not at fucking PAX.
Yeah, but they don't have teeth.
Well, the one...
There are some. Well, Gen Con, but I would wager to guess the percentage of men, the ratio to men to women is...
At PAX, yeah.
Anywhere, really, though.
Yeah. E3's a little different, but...
I don't know. It just seems like the last bastion of a guy's hobby, you know, that isn't necessarily
sports.
Female oriented, yeah, or female, you know. Well, we're gonna do this too because football now is fucking the whole family's watching that shit now.
Yeah,
you know, this is the last. You know, I'm gonna crawl into my corner and play video games. I'm gonna kill people. Yeah, and now you got. Well, we can do it too because we have vaginas.
Yeah.
No, fuck you. Go away. Go knit or something.
oh,
it's true.
I know. I saw the knitting.
Yeah, my wife crochets a lot. Okay, I'm just really saying good. She's really good.
Yeah.
Valve showed what is it? The Steam Link.
Was this the controller?
No, it's a box that it'll stream games to your from your PC to your TV.
Oh, okay.
Nvidia has one too. It's like $250. It's the Shield. NVIDIA's got a Shield gaming thing that streams. It's a handheld.
Okay.
But now they've got the box you can stream to your TV, which I think you can do with another computer. Just hook it up to your TV.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. Or you can just plug your fucking computer into your TV. Just saying.
Yeah.
You
gotta show me how to do that, by the way.
It's easy. Let's see. HTC and Valve, lots of Valve news, announced a virtual reality headset.
Oculus?
Another one! I don't know. Oculus, they're saying the HTC Valve one is 1080p in each eye. It's got movement control and all this other cool shit. And
so basically, it's going to be... We're getting closer and closer to Tony Stark and the Avengers and Iron Man.
Well,
swiping and...
It's going to be... It's not going to be like the Microsoft HoloLens.
Okay.
But it will be just like little TVs for your eyes, basically. Yeah. It's going to be like the Oculus.
Yeah.
Finally, Sony's PlayStation 4 has sold over 20 million units.
Yep.
Nobody thought the Sony was going to do very well at all. And the PS4 has...
Japanese are resourceful folks.
I tell you what.
Get that right, Tony.
One last one.
Welcome back.
Given the choice of consoles...
I go PlayStation. Yeah.
I would have said Nintendo a couple years ago. Well, before the Wii came out, because I really did like Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
But Nintendo's for kids.
Yeah.
It's for children.
I don't know about you, but Wii came out about 25 years ago.
Sad thing is he's 30. It took a while to draw.
Yeah, I know.
No, I mean it come out of the pants.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, but that's all I got. Okay. Hatred's almost out.
Yep. I know you're giddy.
Pillars of Eternity's going to come out. I pre-ordered Hotline Miami 2.
Did you?
Holy shit.
Uh-oh.
I can't wait for that fucking game.
Yeah.
I am all...
I did see Blizzard announced two new characters for their shooter, first-person shooter coming out.
Yeah.
The cowboy and the tank. The female tank.
The female tank.
Yeah.
So that looks like a cool fucking game.
It does
game.
Look very cool. And I'm not a first-person shooter type of guy, but this...
It's their Team Fortress.
Oh, dang. Okay.
You know what I mean? It's Blizzard's version of Team Fortress. I forget what it's called. Me and the boy watched the video for it. I'm like, we gotta play this.
Yeah. So that's it for video game news this
week?
That's
it.
All right, we'll go into wrestling. I only have a couple things for wrestling this week.
Wrestling.
Wrestle.
Officially, as I reported a month or so ago, Uha Nation is finally headed to NXT. He announced his departure from Dragon Gate on their March 1st show. He dropped the title, so... And, you know, basically said, yeah, I'm going, so. Good deal. Fucking 6'8", 300-pound black man, jacked, that can do standing shooting star presses and everything else. But the big wrestling news this week was Bill DeMott stepped down as head trainer for NXT after even more allegations of abuse come up again. Obviously, if you followed the Kevin Matthews story, this has been going on for 8-9 years. Reports have been coming out about this guy being abusive, homophobic. Somebody came back from neck surgery and he slapped him on their back.
Who's this guy?
He wrestled. He was a mid-card, if you can even call it that, guy for WCW. He wrestled as Hugh Morris. Get it? Put the names together. Hugh Morris.
Yeah.
He's a big fat guy could do a moonsault. That was his gimmick. And he would laugh at the wrong time. But I don't know why he was even head trainer when you have, God, who's all in fucking NXT right now? You have, William Regal's down there. You have, Billy Gunn's down there. You have Ricky the Dragon Steamboat's fucking down there as they're all trainers down there. But now you're, it looks like your new head trainer is, what the fuck do they call him now? Jason Albert. The guy was Tensai. He was A-Train. He was Prince Albert. He's your new head trainer. Which, I'm fine with that because he got over huge in Japan. That's where he basically went to before he came back. There's no word if DeMott was moved to an office job or if he's officially gone from the company. But this should have been done years ago and years ago, but... Finally got his ass gone. That's all I have for wrestling news this week.
He sounds like a putz.
Oh, completely. And he was covering up, allegedly, covering up for one of the strength and conditioning coaches who was sexually harassing the girls. Just a lot of shit. And it almost seemed like he had dirt on either Triple H or Vince or something to why he was keeping a job.
Oh, sure.
But don't know. He's gone. Thank God. Apparently the morale of the NXT and developmental locker room has skyrocketed.
You don't say.
Yeah. The fucking evil man is gone. Hallelujah. As the Medea would say. That's all I have for wrestling this week.
Wrestling.
We're building up to WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Yep, coming up. going to look like a kind of a card.
Like,
but
an in-your-house paper, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, that's exactly, it looks like it's going to be an in-your-house. But Undertaker is coming back, so we're going to get one more Taker match.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. He won't be on TV, but. All right, sports. Tammy, take it away.
Sports. All right. Green Bay Packers.
You liar. Oh, sorry.
Agreed to a 4-year deal with Randall Cobb.
Soccer is a real sport.
No, it's not. They agreed to a 4-year, $40 million deal with Randall Cobb, so they're going to keep him. The Indianapolis Colts, on the other hand,
yeah, I saw this.
Did not re-sign Reggie Wayne. He was hoping for one more year and then retire. Now they're saying he is looking to go someplace else. My best guess would be Oakland, where good receivers go to die.
He'll go to Denver. He'll take league minimum, go to Denver, play with Peyton one more year, come back, sign as a Colt for one day, retire as a Colt. Get put in the Ring of Honor. Book it. Damn it.
Fuck the Colts.
Yeah, exactly.
And I live here.
Unless they pick up somebody who has been released by their team or will not be re-signed by their team. But I don't know if they'll sign him.
After the race last week where Jeff Gordon bounced off the wall, he's still up in arms about not having a safer barrier everywhere.
I agree with him completely.
I understand. I mean, it's... I
completely agree.
I mean, Kyle Busch broke... I hate Kyle Busch, but he broke his leg and his foot. He's in a wheelchair now. He can't race because there was not a safer barrier.
Yep.
On a wall people have hit before.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you can't say, well, nobody's ever hit this. Well, yeah, fuck, they have. Put the fucking safer barrier on there. NASCAR makes $1 billion. I think you can afford it.
They should put spikes on the wall.
Yeah.
Dude, death race.
Fuck yeah. I'd watch that.
Kurt Busch is not going to be charged criminally.
Now, is he back in NASCAR?
His assault, he is not. He is still on the NASCAR's commissioner's exempt list. Is that his jazzercise photo?
Yes, it is.
Hell yeah.
I just got a message from Mr. Short. Angry that is bird. The happiest you have ever looked, Mr. Short. I know you're listening to this. Jesus Christ.
That's awesome.
You poor Dutch bastard.
So what, Kurt Busch is the guy who thinks his wife works for the...
Yes.
His girlfriend was...
Was an assassin. Yeah. Yes. Well, not Scott Stapp level of crazy, but fucking close.
Because a family court judge ruled that he believed there was there was abuse. He has been pretty much put on the sidelines in NASCAR. He's got a, it's called the Road to Recovery. They're steps to get back into NASCAR.
Bullshit.
Which is stupid because a family court judge, this chick got what she wanted. She ruined his career.
Yep.
Because Chevrolet already come out and said we're done.
Yep.
So he's dead.
Did he do it?
I honestly don't think he did.
I think if he did do it, a judge would have said, "Yeah, you're fucked." But
breaking news: Ndamukong Suh,
this is who I was talking about,
douchebag and retard, is expected to sign with the Dolphins for $114 million.
Jesus Christ!
So they lose Incognito, and they get another dirty motherfucker.
Yeah, I was kind of...
Black
that's,
guy?
Yeah.
Imagine.
Dude's a fucking beast.
Yeah.
Granted, he plays dirty, like cleating a motherfucker, but he's done that multiple times. But he's a good player, but he just has anger problems.
He doesn't play fair.
No.
Jeff Gordon won the poll for the Las Vegas race today.
Mm-hmm.
However, Danica Patrick spun him out in a wreck. So, he's going to the back of the field in the backup car.
Oh, Danica. Happy National Women's Day.
How is she still racing?
Because
she doesn't money. Have dangly parts.
She draws money.
And she's cute.
No, she's not.
She draws money. She's not bad looking.
I saw her boob in a mirror one time. It's all right.
She's not, no.
She's not bad looking.
I don't think she's pretty at all.
This coming from the guy that says if it has a vagina, I'll fuck it?
I don't think I would.
Really?
Danica Pat, I don't know. She looks like somebody's wife.
Oh!
Somebody's ex-wife.
Oh!
She does, doesn't she?
Holy shit!
Yeah, I never put that together.
I didn't either, but holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a hate fuck.
I don't like her. I don't know. I
understand this completely.
Well, there was one thing that she was... It was like a video of her stomping down the track. Like, she was angry.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
A little fucking 5-year-old. I'm like, are you serious? What are you doing?
They were out of cocaine.
Yeah.
I just...
I love you, cocaine.
Yeah, no, fuck her. Somebody needs to punch her in the face.
So,
this is a man sport.
Wow. So, with continuing with the NASCAR theme here, yeah. Brian Vickers is making his return.
Now, he had the blood clots in his legs, right?
And he had a heart surgery. Yeah.
And the palsy?
Not the palsy.
The sugar?
No, not the sugar.
No, load of sugars.
Then, let's see here. Oh, the A's. Had, yes. Oakland A's. Switching to baseball.
Switching to baseball news.
The Oakland A's had Jim Harbaugh as a... They called it a cameo appearance, but he was a special guest first base coach. And I guess he had a lot of fun with it. They gave him number 4 and everything. And
oh, very cool.
He just had a good time with that.
I did see, speaking of baseball news, Yu Darvish. You have that story?
I do not.
About the ace pitcher for the Rangers.
Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, Tommy John. He's out for the season.
Maybe. He's mulling it. He's not.
He's going to have to get it done, yeah.
A-Rod played his first spring game at third base. They're trying to put him at first base. I think they're going to cut him or he's going to retire
gonna
this
cut.
Season.
Yeah. They can cut him. They can save the money.
A-Rod stays on third base.
Is that where the roids are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of roids, not really roids, but Josh Hamilton has a relapse on alcohol and drugs.
Did he?
That's there. I don't get what the big deal is. I mean, he went to rehab, but they're talking like he could be sitting out for a little while, which I don't get because, I mean,
it's written in his contract.
It is?
Yes.
That's
what's he do?
Baseball.
Oh.
One of the best baseball players.
And cocaine.
An alcoholic baseball player who does drugs?
It was written into his contract after he played for the Reds and had to go to rehab that he would stay clean. And random tests and all this.
He's actually relapsed a couple times.
Yeah.
So, but in a classy move, when he was with the Rangers, they went to the World Series. And they were partying in the clubhouse, you know, get champagne, do the whole thing. Where they had, like, the sparkling grape soda. And that way he wouldn't be tempted by alcohol. But
yeah.
Apparently he still got tempted by the old nose candy.
You want to do some blow?
Boy, if I had a nickel for every time you asked me that.
Yeah, but he meant job.
I know. Well, there was a couple times. But.
Yeah.
What's
it? How's the smell of you? What's this shit smell like?
Oh, the Chicago Cubs picked up the tab for Ernie Banks' $30 million funeral.
Good. As they should have.
That was a PR move, you know.
Well, $30 million funeral.
Memorial service.
$30,000, not million. $30,000.
Well, good.
It was a drop in the bucket to them anyway.
Yeah.
That being said, all there is, the bleachers have been pushed back yet again.
Jesus Christ.
Now
really?
they're saying the bleachers won't be fully open until June, maybe later.
It's fucking All-Star game, so it's going to be a half the year.
But, you know, they're going to do it right. So.
Well,
if they don't do it, if they hurry through it, it'll fall apart and have to do it again.
Well, that's true.
So.
Still don't know if I'm going to the All-Star game this year or not.
Yeah.
That's still
Michael come through, get you some tickets.
Yeah, I bet he will. I hate you.
Do you know about Mike?
No, shut up. Keep going.
I'll tell you later. I guess that's really about it in soccer news. Still not a real sport. Although, I hope we do get that concert venue.
Oh, the stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like we're going to get it. So.
You seen the pictures of the concert venue?
In the 11.
Yeah, concert venue. It's not a stadium.
What is it?
Mexicans to kick a ball.
Well, it's the new stadium they're going to build downtown if it gets...
Another stadium.
Yep.
Oh, joy.
But it will be multi-purpose use.
For concerts.
Concerts.
Where's it going to be at?
Concerts.
Not exactly sure, but it will be downtown.
It'll be probably on the other side of the White River.
Yeah, that's my guess.
On the west side?
Well, not too far west side.
West side?
West side?
But yeah.
Wonderful. That's what we need.
Concert.
But
the
open, the open end, it'll be like Lucas Oil, where they open up the big window and it looks to downtown. This will be the open end. Will look towards downtown.
So. Wonderful. Another stadium.
Yep.
Are we going to pay for this one, too?
No.
No. They're paying for it out of their pocket.
They're paying for... They're guaranteeing money, so.
Oh.
So, we're good on that.
It's a concert venue.
Oh, good. Look, here, let me.
Hey, it's a concert venue, not a stadium.
I don't give a fuck.
You done with sports?
And soccer, yeah, still not a real sport. So.
I'll do music news real quick since Mr. Short's not here. And I have a lot of good music news. You might like this.
Oh, boy.
A Bag of Air, apparently from a Kanye West concert, is on eBay right now. Bidding is up to $60,000 for a Ziploc bag of air. Because people are retarded. That's the bad
I'd
news.
I'd pay for some Ziploc air.
Yeah. Here's the good news, question mark. Founding Korn drummer David Silvera is suing the band.
Good for him.
Apparently in 06, he left the group. He said it was merely a hiatus, and when he was ready to return in 2013, the band said no. They basically fired him. So he's suing that he still has claim of ownership interest in the band. He's looking for his cut of the band's profit since he left. Apparently there is a video that of him telling the band, yes, I'm ready to come back, and them saying no. So looks like he's going to win in court.
But if he left, though...
He was taking a break, so...
But was it written, like, I'm taking a break? That's going to be the stipulation. That's what's going to... If you left, that's quote-unquote job abandonment.
Well, that's true.
They steal all their shit from Faith No More anyway.
That's true. Speaking of that, that'll come up here. Sepultura.
Sepultura.
Did you see this?
No.
Sepultura will embark on a North American tour commemorating their 30th anniversary in May.
I'm going.
Let's go.
Where's the closest place?
May 24th.
Fort Wayne.
Kokomo.
No shit.
No shit. Center Stage Bar and Grill.
So it's not at Aruba or Jamaica? It's down in Kokomo?
In Kokomo?
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, is that really in Kokomo? I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I want to go.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's go. Me, you, and Short. And
yeah.
I don't think it's your type of music, Mr. Timmy. It is neither the country nor the western. It's more of the...
I can't believe they... They're not going to Fort Wayne.
I was surprised too, because Fort Wayne's the big metal.
Yeah.
We get the rap and indie, but.
Did you have the story about that metal band from Fort Wayne?
No.
Nuclear Hellfrost defaced Dimebag Darrell's.
Was it them that did it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I saw it on Reddit, and they said they're from Indiana, and I'm like, they're from Fort Wayne. And I looked it up, and they were Fort Wayne metal band. It's like a bunch of cocksuckers.
Yeah, they need their asses killed.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sepultura is coming to Kokomo in May. 30th anniversary tour. I'm guessing
there.
As Mr. Short is listening to this, the grin on his face is probably fucking ear to ear.
I'm
going to
go.
Metallica. Let's get into some Metallica. Good Metallica news. Metallica will separate. Jesus Christ. English is the most fucking hardest language that ain't wrote.
You get rid of Lars, I might be happy.
Metallica will celebrate Record Store Day, which is April 18th, by reissuing their 1982 demo tape, No Life Till Leather, in cassette form.
No shit.
Yes. Band said they've remastered the original source material to fix the sound quality, but have kept the mixes untouched. So fans can experience the demo as it was done back in 82. The track listing. Now, I remember I first heard this in like 86, so I was like 7 or 8 years old.
Isn't that sad?
Was Hit the Lights, The Mechanics, Motor Breath, Seek and Destroy, Metal Militia, Jump in the Fire, and Phantom Lord.
Yeah.
Which is basically, you know, here's the hits. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another record store day release, Stone Sour, is releasing a 5-song EP called Meanwhile in Burbank. It's cover song. They are doing, it'll be Stone Sour's take on Alice in Chains' We Die Young.
Oh, that might not be too bad.
Judas Priest Heading Out on the Highway. Kiss's Love Gun. Metallica's Creeping Death and Black Sabbath's Children of a Grave.
Fuck yeah.
I'm interested in that. So,
we
got some good music news this week. I'm
kind of impressed.
Surprised. And since you brought up Faith No More.
Here comes.
Song of the Week, as was first debuted by Marvel this week. Faith No More's song Superhero, off their new upcoming album. I don't think it's been released yet. But that's going to be your song of the week this week. So here you go. Faith No More, Superhero. We'll be right back.
The Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are The Shining Wizards, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My Five Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Vinyl-y Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5, 4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, if you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast.
And we're back. Hope you enjoyed Faith No More. We'll get into our internet questions this week. We didn't have a lot this week.
If you didn't enjoy it,
something's wrong with you.
Send in a freaking request.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, or go fuck yourselves.
Either way.
Well, you know.
Internet questions this week. We don't have a bunch, but we do have some really good ones here. Man. Vince?
Oh, God damn it.
List the Star Trek captains in order that would be best to serve under.
To be best to serve under?
Yes.
Number one?
Kirk.
How many?
No. You don't serve you under don't Kirk, you die.
Yeah. He's last.
Yes, Kirk is last. I agree with that.
So, let's see. I'd go Picard.
Janeway.
Janeway would be good, yeah.
Archer.
Archer wouldn't be bad.
Archer would be above Kirk.
Archer would be Pike.
Sisko, but Sisko wasn't really a captain.
He was commander. And then last would be Kirk.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that list.
Yeah, but
If you're counting Sisko as a captain,
yeah,
I would put him probably third.
I would too.
So,
well, you know what? I'd probably go Picard, then Sisko, and then Janeway.
Yeah, I'll give you that. A number of episodes ago, you guys mentioned cartoon theories. These are the... I don't know if you were here for this.
Yeah.
Right? Would you be able to elaborate on some of these more, namely the Rugrats and Flintstones one? Okay.
The hell's the Flintstones?
We'll get to that one. We'll do Rugrats first. The Rugrats theory is that it's all in Angelica's head. It is that the Rugrats were really a figment of her imagination. Chucky died a long time ago with his mother. That's why the dad is always a nervous wreck all the time. Tommy was stillborn. That's why the dad is always building toys for him in the basement for the son he never had. and the DeVilles, the Phil and Lil, they had an abortion. And Angelica couldn't figure out if it was going to be a boy or a girl, so she just made up both in her head. That's why they're twins. So that's the one for Rugrats. The Flintstones one is that in the Flintstones Jetsons timeline, Flintstones take place after the Jetsons. They're not prehistoric, they are post-apocalyptic.
Or I've heard that they happen at the same time.
Yes, I've heard that one too. The Jetsons live above the world.
Yeah, while all the knuckle draggers are...
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
That's why the Flintstones watch TV. That's why they celebrate Christmas. The actual birth of Jesus, which if you're prehistoric, how would you do that?
Yeah.
They also use banks. Yeah. And they use money, not...
No, they use clay.
Barter. It's almost kind of like what the fuck was that movie with Matt Damon in?
Matt Damon
just recently.
Elysium?
Yes.
Yes.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
So, but kid friendly.
Yeah. So those are your.
There's the Recess.
Yeah.
Kids too.
Where they're all in limbo.
They're all dead. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the cartoon conspiracy theories. What are your thoughts on the last three James Bond movies? Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, and Skyfall.
I haven't seen any of them.
Casino Royale.
I like them.
Casino Royale.
Yeah, Casino Royale was good. Quantum of Solace was good. And Skyfall was good. Sadly, so many, I think two stunt guys died on the...
I don't know about testicle torture, though. Which one was that? Was that Casino Royale?
I think so. Also, do you like the idea of a continuous story for James Bond? We're getting backstory with Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace. And do you have high hopes for Spectre? I do. They've done really well with the James Bond movies so far. I mean, it's never going to be Connery good, looking back. But Daniel Craig's a good James Bond. I like it.
So yeah, the next one's going to be a black guy.
Yeah, that's the rumor. Who would you want to see do the James Bond theme song for the new movie? Because Adele did the last one. She did Skyfall.
Not Adele.
No, it won't be Adele again.
Chris Cornell did
Yes.
The one for Casino Royale.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was very good.
Paul Simon.
Don Ho.
Don Ho. Tiny bubbles, bitches. I don't know. Who would do a good...
I would say, what's that fucking crackhead who died? That bitch.
Narrows it down. Amy Winehouse?
Yeah. I think she, because she's kind of, you know, those old songs were kind of soulful, you know?
Yeah.
I think she would have done a pretty good one, but.
That's true.
Bitch is dead.
Yep.
Cocaine.
Taylor Swift.
I can see that.
No, I can't.
I don't know, so, really.
James Bond in Western. More country.
Neither is she.
There you go.
I remember a woman named Amy Grant.
Wow, it's all jumping a Wayback Machine.
I'm just saying.
We're going to church.
It's a cycle, man.
Yeah. I don't know for the theme song.
I don't either.
Yeah, I really don't care.
That's a good question. Speaking of video games, what do you think of the last few Bond video games?
A lot of Bond questions this week, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck Bond. The only good Bond video game was GoldenEye.
Now, they did do a GoldenEye remastered or
yeah.
something like that recently, and that was good. There was the From Russia with Love game with Connery.
Where what you could was play. It?
Yeah.
GoldenEye was the best.
Oh, yeah.
GoldenEye is one of the best games ever, period.
Yeah. Pop out your 64 and just go to town.
Yeah.
I saw, you know, the smartwatches they got now?
Mm-hmm.
It was the GoldenEye smartwatch.
Was it?
I swear to God, I want one just for that.
Yeah, that would be badass.
That's cool.
Do you think it would be good to bring back the old cartoons like Ghostbusters, or do you think they would just fuck them up with CGI like they did Ninja Turtles?
They'd fuck them up.
This goes back to the Thundercats thing we've talked about, you and I have talked about before, Vince.
Yeah.
Where they rebooted Thundercats, and it was terrible.
It didn't last too long. I wanted to like it.
Yes.
I wanted to like that show so bad, and it... Damn.
It couldn't do it.
I have no words.
It's cheaper to do it with CGI now,
yeah.
So I think that's what you would get.
But it was animated. It was
It was cell animated, yeah.
Was it? I can't tell whether the cell animation is computerized now.
Yeah.
But it was, I don't know, I wanted to like it, but man, that story was...
Yeah, it was kind of
rough. It was everywhere. And then the new Turtles cartoon, the CGI Turtles.
Yeah, it's okay, but the CGI gets me sometimes.
Did you see the new episode today, this morning? Bebop and Rocksteady were in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I have decided that if I go cosplay, I want to go as Krang. Paint a brain thing on my belly.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I would win. Would you want to see... Our next question here is, would you want to see a Gotham-like show for other big-name movie franchises? This person picks Star Wars and James Bond. We're already getting Krypton, which is the Superman one. I don't know movie franchises. Spaceballs.
That'd be cool.
I want a new Star Trek series.
Yes! Why is this not happening? They are letting Star Wars jump fucking...
We need a new
far ahead.
We need a new Star Trek series.
Yes.
Something set after the Dominion Wars.
Yes.
Something... I can't... Man, there's this... A fan
there's
Star
a
Trek thing.
There's a hole.
Yeah. It's called Star Trek Phoenix.
Yes.
It's a fan-made
it was
Star
fan-made.
Trek.
Yes,
and
yes.
I heard somewhere that they were going to... Paramount was really looking into saying, hey, you guys...
Keep going.
Fucking awesome at this. We want you guys. And we'll...
That would be great.
That would be cool as shit.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
I would watch that.
Yes.
I mean, just to have the money, better makeup, and the ship design, and...
Yeah. Man. I
know.
That is something that's missing as a damn Star Trek series.
Yeah. A new Star Trek series. Or the Fallout. Have you seen the fan-made Fallout TV show? Nuka Break?
No, I haven't seen it.
Fucking awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I like origin stories, like Gotham is doing. At first, I was kind of questioning, because I'm like, young Batman, how the fuck are they going to do that as a kid? And they've done exceptional with this. So, I could see them doing it for other movies, but maybe, I don't know. But yeah, Star Trek would be...
The indie series.
Yes. How far do you, or think do you want to see the Gotham series go? Do you think we'll see Bruce build the Batcave and become Batman?
I don't think we'll see that. I think we'll see him getting into his learning fighting and stuff. But I don't see it running far enough along for him to get to where he built the Batcave.
Right. I would like
unless,
to
see... Unless they skip years.
Okay, now... If,
next season is 10 years ahead.
Yeah, I could see that. How I would like Gotham to end, the last scene, is Bruce finding the well. Finding the cave.
And then that leads into Batman Begins.
I think that's how I would end the show. But
yeah.
If they skip ahead years, then yeah, I could see that. But I don't know if they will.
But you see, the first time he found the well in the movies, I don't know if it was like in the comic books, he was fucking around outside and mm-hmm. his dad rescued him out of the woods.
Yeah, that's why when a couple episodes ago when he was fucking around in the woods, me and Short was like, oh, fuck, he's going to find the well. No, he didn't find the well. But yeah. Last thing I have here. Any idea on the live action He-Man or Thundercats? They're seeing a lot of rumors, but no confirmation. We talked about He-Man earlier with the concept art for Battle Cat. Thundercats has been in pre-production hell for about 10 years. Yes, they want to do live action. Yes, I think it would be badass if you get the right people behind it. I have not heard or seen anything for the last 6 months on this. The last thing I heard is it's still in pre-production. They're trying to find money backers. They're trying to get the rights from... It's not Hasbro. I forget who owns the rights to Thundercats.
Hanna-Barbera?
No, it's not Hanna-Barbera.
I want a Captain Caveman show. I fucking miss Captain Caveman.
Yeah.
I want the Flintstones back.
Why can't they make a decent, good remake show like BJ and the Bear? There's a concept I can't get enough of. A man and his monkey.
Oh, episode title. A man and his monkey.
Bad monkey.
Bad monkey.
Bad monkey. Yeah, I don't know.
I really want a Thundercats movie because I think it would be done. But I'm more excited for He-Man.
Yeah.
Especially after that. If that art's right and they go Game of Thrones style, fuck yeah.
And you didn't have to put up... These kids today don't... They missed out on the He-Man movie in the 80s.
You have no idea. If I say Gwildor, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
You say Billy Barty, and I fucking turn. I just get all fucking raged out.
God,
I fucking Hulk out on somebody.
It's terrible.
Yeah, that's an awful movie.
Yeah, but at the time, we were excited because it was a fucking He-Man movie.
It sucked then.
Yeah, I know. Kind of like the first Punisher movie with Dolph Lundgren.
The Nick Fury movie with
Hasselhoff. Yes. That's back when Fox was putting out, they put out the Nick Fury TV movie.
Yeah.
And then they also did a Generation X TV movie.
Oh, yeah,
based on
that.
The comic book series.
Remember the Fantastic Four movie that was made in 94?
Oh, the Richard Donner one that was just... The only way to find that is bootleg, and I found it at, somebody had it at Wizard World. And they also had the Doctor Strange 1978 or 79 movie, which was, that's a fucking acid trip on film.
Yeah, you kids today, they don't know the pain we went through.
Yeah, you're lucky. We're going to, you want to do our casting or top 10 list? Let's do our casting first this week.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Our fan cast this week, oh, that's the wrong thing I pushed.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
And that's why she got bruised around her belly button.
I hate you. Wow. Our casting
Get
this
it?
Week is the animated series Clone High.
There you go.
Both Vince and I are huge fans of.
Fuck yeah.
And you guys are going to hate my list.
And I did find, as I sent you the picture, the complete series on DVD at fucking Disc Replay, and I didn't have the money to grab it.
The show, I tell you, for being an MTV show,
yes,
it was fantastic.
And it was the guys behind the Lego movie and the guy behind Scrubs put it together, and it was their baby, really.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Fantastic show.
I will run down our list of characters real quick. Abraham Lincoln, Gandhi, Cleopatra, JFK, Joan of Arc, Principal Dr. Cinnamon J. Scudworth, and then we just chose four historical people of our own. So, and these are all clones that are in high school or relatively close to high school age, I guess. Who knows? Let's just see who we cast. Let's start with old Abraham Lincoln.
Let's start with the four we created.
Oh, the four we created and then go to the
We can do that.
Okay. Well, all right, start us off with your first created character there.
Okay, my first one I have Joseph Stalin.
Please tell me you cast Rusev from wrestling.
Zach Galifianakis.
That's even better.
That's funny.
He would do a hell of a job.
I know he would.
That's great.
Jesus Cristo.
Oh, you got mine too. All right.
Diego Boneta.
From?
He's a...
Actor.
Mexican actor. I think he's on...
Telemundo.
He's on some show on ABC Family, I think.
Diego Boneta. I found him. Thank you, Google. All right, there's the Jesus. For my Jesus, I went with Kit Harington. Which, yeah. Jon Snow, you know nothing.
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
From Game of Thrones. He's my Jesus.
I remember that episode where they're in shop class, and somebody's distracting him. And
I was a kid, I laughed so hard at this.
Jesus was had a nail gun, and he's making something. And something happened, and he turned around and looked, and he drove nails through his hands.
Oh, man.
That shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Look it up, kids.
Yeah. Who's your next created?
Fidel Castro. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Jonathan Goldsmith. As soon as you see his face, you'll know who he is.
The most interesting man in the Dos Equis commercial.
Wow.
That's awesome. He's fucking Castro. That's great. Who's your next creative?
Nostradamus.
Okay.
Andrew Michael Milonakis.
Andy Milonakis?
Yeah.
I can get, okay. From the old Andy Milonakis show on
MTV. Yeah, but he's fat enough and, you know, awkward enough that he looks just like Nostradamus in the show.
That's a good one. I went with Julius Caesar. I cast Michael Cera. Julius Caesar. an awkward.
That's funny.
Yeah. What's your next one there, Timmy?
Kim Jong-un.
Oh, the Un.
Yeah. Kim Jong.
Kim Jong. From Community.
Yeah, and a Hangover.
Push yeah. notification.
Shut up. Yeah. He is also going to have a new show on NBC called Dr. Ken, where he plays
exactly
a doctor.
A doctor, though.
Yeah, he's actually a legit doctor.
So is his wife.
Yep. Asians as doctors.
Crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
Crazy Asians.
What's your next one? Tentacle porn.
Marie Curie. I couldn't find anybody hideous enough to actually play her.
Oh. Because in the cartoon, she is horribly disfigured from radiation poisoning.
Yeah, because Marie Curie died of radiation poisoning, so yeah. All the DNA they got was all mutated and shit. Lena Dunham.
Yes, that nice. Cunt. Nice. That's the... We can just stop now.
There you go.
That's the best casting we've ever done in the history of the world. I went with Genghis Khan.
Here it comes.
No, this
Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal.
I went with Ezra Miller. The guy that apparently is going to be Flash in the Justice League movies.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal. Oh, fuck, I should have went with Steven Seagal. But I tried to cast young. All right, what's your last creative character?
Hitler.
Ah.
Adolf Hitler.
Yep. I've heard of that guy.
Patrick Warburton.
Joe from Family Guy with a terrible German accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The and tick. A shitty mustache.
Yeah, the tick. Actually, he couldn't grow the mustache, so he just holds it with a comb.
Right.
The old Mel Brooks gag. Yeah. What's your last creator there, Vince?
Buddy Holly. Ben Aldridge.
Okay.
Put him in glasses.
Going. Yeah, put him in glasses. That's actually pretty damn close there. I like that.
I couldn't find anyone real, real close to Buddy Holly.
Yeah, he's...
But he's supposed to play Rivers Cuomo.
Yes, he is. In and the new upcoming...
Can't say Cuomo. It's...
easy there. With the H's. For mine, I went with Elvis.
Ah, the king.
But Bruce I went
Campbell.
With...
Bruce Campbell.
I went with Miles Teller.
Bruce Campbell.
he's going to be your new Mr. Fantastic, and he was in Whiplash, so he's your Elvis.
I can see it.
It's the nose. Bruce Campbell is... Yes, Bubba Hotep.
Yes, we get it.
I have that around here somewhere, I think.
But this is for high school kids.
Yeah. That's why you cast Patrick Warburton as Teller. And the Dos Equis guy is...
Sure.
All right, who's your principal?
It's a cartoon. They just gotta talk.
Who's your principal? Dr. Cinnamon J. Scudworth.
Dennis Haskins.
Mr. Belding. Fuck, that's really good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
Who's yours? I went with Andy Dick.
Didn't Andy Dick did the voice?
I believe
the show?
So. Yeah,
I think he did too.
He's got the nose too. He looks just like him. Just shave his head.
I went with Jim Rash. And if you don't know, Jim Rash is an
actor in the whole.
The principal on Community.
I can see that.
Yeah.
In the hole.
And he was on Reno 911 and a bunch of other stuff. So. Oh, let's go with Abraham Lincoln, the star of the show.
Harrison Ford.
Why are your clones so fucking old?
It's a cartoon.
All right.
Jared Padalecki.
Because
he's tall.
Because he's tall.
Yeah, and he could pull it off.
I went with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, that'd be all right, too.
Twilight.
Yeah.
Even though if you get him out of the Twilight thing, he's an okay actor.
Yeah.
Kind of like the girl from Twilight. Fucking,
Kristen Stewart?
Yeah. You get her away from that stupid shit, she's an okay actress. So, who's your Gandhi?
Gandhi? Bruce Campbell?
Who's your Gandhi? I'm just moving on.
Dev Patel.
You fucker. You stole mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's about the only Indian I could find.
Yeah.
I also had him as Dal Sim in the Street Fighter movie. But
I can see that.
Yeah. Cleopatra.
Sofia Vergara.
Ooh.
Just because she has an annoying voice.
Yeah.
Arwa Guda.
Spell.
A-R-W-A.
Gouda.
Gouda, like yes. cheese.
No, Gouda, ooh. Like good.
Yeah. And she's Egyptian.
Yeah.
You like that?
Damn.
She's not Colombian, like mine?
No. No, she's actually, you know.
That works. I think that might be your best casting other than the other one.
Yeah, you like that?
Oh, you actually did good. It takes you 3 weeks, but you actually did good. You're
goddamn right, fucker. It's not going to snow anymore.
Shut up.
It should be okay.
I went with...
what's your name?
Jumbo. Fucked it there. For my Cleopatra...
Bill. Phyllis Diller.
I went with Naya Riviera. Yes, from Glee. But she's smoking hot, so... That's why I went with her.
Watching fucking...
It's over. Glee's done.
Whatever. And you probably got the whole fucking series on DVD somewhere.
No, actually, the only thing I have complete series of over there is...
Cop Rock?
Jericho.
Oh, yeah, I saw
Seasons
that.
1 and 2.
Yeah.
JFK.
Hoorah.
So JFK from Massachusetts.
Oh, you fucking went Wahlberg. God damn it. We're on there talking on the Facebook thing about the fucking Supergirl out thing, and fucking Wahlberg keeps getting brought up. I'm like, you're talking about a cute redhead, and everybody's fucking talking about Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. This should be the Wahlberg podcast.
Ryan Gosling.
That's probably a good pick. Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't find anybody young enough that was really cocky, like the JFK in the cartoon.
That, yeah.
Robbie Amell.
Yeah, I went with Robbie Amell. Plays Firestorm in Flash. Maybe not tall enough, but...
What other show was he in?
The Hole.
He's not in The Hole.
No, Robbie Amell was the Scooby-Doo. He was Fred.
Jesus Christ, you butt-trumpet mother trunker. Was he Fred? He was in the Tomorrow People.
He was in the Scooby-Doo Curse of the Lake Monster and the Scooby-Doo,
I'm working on it here. Scooby-Doo, The World Loves You. Scooby-Doo, The Lake Monster. Scooby-Doo, The Mystery Begins.
That's
apparently
it.
He's Fred.
So. Yes.
Okay.
Haha.
He's my JFK era.
Era.
Joan of Arc, our last one here, who is in love with Abe. But
and Abe doesn't see it.
Abe doesn't see it because he's in love with Cleopatra.
Right.
So there's your love triangle. Gandhi is the wingman. So who's your Joan of Arc?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Damn.
Hold.
There you go.
Hold it right out of your ass. Yeah. Really?
Is that yours?
No.
Oh, okay.
I went with Alexander Daddario.
Oh. Damn. That. Yeah. God. So many beautiful young actresses.
I know. I can't believe you actually got one right.
But I feel dirty watching.
Well, you like the Zach Galifianakis.
It was, yeah, but that was... And
Jonathan Goldsmith and King John Owen and Patrick Warburton.
I went with Maisie Williams.
Yeah, I can see that.
From Game of Thrones. And Last of Us.
I'm so sick of hearing Game of Thrones.
Well, it's going to be worse because it's coming back next month.
One thing we forgot to talk about during TV news.
Uh-oh, what?
Last Man on Earth. Actually, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
That show's fucking hilarious.
That was pretty good.
Have you seen this yet?
No.
Will Forte.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's on the
show. It's on Fox. It's on tonight.
He's the only person left on the planet, right?
That's what you think. He finds a woman.
Well, he's getting ready. He goes around doing all this shit. He creates a pool toilet. He pretty much cuts a hole in the diving board and sits there and shits in the toilet.
Sure.
In the pool.
You do.
Well, he gets lonely. He's drove all across the United States, leaving, you know, alive in Tucson, which is where he's going back to. He finally had enough. He's drank all this shit. And he's going to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he's driving his truck towards a rock that he painted a big target on. And he's getting close, and then he sees fire off to the side. And then he finds a chick. Who's a bitch.
Yeah. And she is the voice from... She's one of the voices from Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
So that just fucks me up when I hear her.
It was one of the daughters, isn't it?
Yes.
The daughter that wears the bunny rabbit ears or something?
Yes. Oh, fuck. I'm trying to pull it up right now.
So she's a bitch?
It's Kristen Schaal.
She wants to get married before they have sex.
Yes.
Even though they're the last people on Earth. He's like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, she plays Louise on Bob's Burgers. And when she talks, that's all I hear.
It's like, where's your fucking rabbit ears at, bitch?
It's Last Man on Earth is very funny.
It's a lot better than I thought it was going to be. Because I was purposely going to be like, this is going to be the dumbest show they've ever come up with. And it's actually really good.
If he kills her, that would be fantastic.
They got to make a show go for a while, so.
At least one season.
At least one season, yeah. Do a True Detective deal. We're going to our top 10 list. Which one do you want to do first? You want to do Star Trek characters? Yeah, let's do Star Trek characters.
Since we've been holding on to that one for weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
Are they even going to be Star Trek characters or are going to be Star Wars characters?
Which one has the Wookiee? Is Worf a Wookiee? They're both black. No, stop, you racist bastard.
Go on.
Number 10,
Data.
Montgomery Scott.
Scotty. I got Spock. This was pre-death, so.
Yeah.
Spock's my number 10. Number 9.
Geordi LaForge.
Kunta McVizor.
Wesley Crusher.
Oh, that.
Shut up, Wesley.
That's the best quote from Next Generation ever. Shut up, Wesley. Kira.
Ah.
From
Kira and Ares.
Yeah.
DS9.
Yeah, DS9. Number 8.
Montgomery Scott.
The Doctor. The Hologram.
The Hologram.
Robert Picardo.
Voyager.
Yep.
Yeah. My number 8 is Data. So, number 7.
William Riker.
Number 1.
I must go to number 2. McCoy.
Ah, I got Sisko. Dong, da, dong, dong, dong.
Mm-hmm. I knew it was.
It had to be made. It was.
I'm sorry.
You put the ball in the tee, you got to fucking swing. Number 6.
Worf.
Yeah.
Spock.
I got Jadiza Dax.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why, too.
Terry Farrell?
Yeah.
I get them confused with Ezri. Ezri was Nicole DeBoer.
Right.
She's hot.
It was either going to be her or it was going to be 7 and 9, so.
Yeah.
But I picked
Linda Park.
Yeah. He has no idea what we're talking about none. Right now. Probably most of the listeners don't either. Number 5.
We're nerds.
7 of 9.
Jerry Ryan. God.
Quark.
He almost made my list.
I love him. And his gold press latinum.
Yes. Odo. Rene Ajerbajanajanevich. I just remember him from soap because I'm so fucking old. Yeah. So. What are we up to? 4?
Captain Archer.
I really liked Enterprise.
I did like that show. That was a good show.
Buddy of mine who wants to be on the show. Mm-hmm. He's a wrestler, or he was. He loves Enterprise.
Really?
He's like, you need to start watching Enterprise because it's fantastic. And I'm like,
Well, the black guy from Enterprise is from Indy. So.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
To number 4.
Worf.
Yep, mine too. I like Worf. And
Worf.
They did a lot with his character when they transferred him to Deep Space Nine. So.
He was captain of the Defiant for a while.
Yes, he was.
The only ship in the Starfleet that has a cloaking device.
Yep. Number 3.
Captain Picard.
Ooh. Okay.
Data.
I got Janeway.
Really?
Yes. I loved Voyager, goddammit. She was the only one badass enough to finish her mission, get the crew back safely, then travel back in time to get the crew back to safety in a quicker time. Spoiler alert for anybody who's never watched Voyager. Number 2.
Tuvok goes crazy.
Yeah. Fucking leave it to the native to go crazy.
Yeah.
Spock.
Yeah, he's the classic.
Number 2?
Yep.
Geordi LaForge. I like Geordi.
I did too, but every time I saw him, I just thought Reading Rainbow. I could never get that out of my head. And then later I thought, Kunta. But
I like the episode of Reading Rainbow where he takes everybody to the set of Star Trek.
Yes.
That was cool.
I remember that as a kid. I was like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. My number 2 is Q.
Fucking asshole.
Is that your number 1?
No.
Oh.
No, he's just a fucking asshole.
Yeah. Anytime he was on, especially the last episode of Next Generation.
Yeah.
Was that all... Oh, fuck. what was the lab title of All Good Things?
I think so, yeah.
Or something like that. Anytime he was on, I was enamored because you know the story was going to get batshit crazy. But Q was one of my favorite characters. Who's your number one? I think we all have the same. Han Solo? Is he number one?
Fucking punch you in the face.
Darth Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
Kirk, yeah.
Garrick.
Really?
Aleem Garrick. He's my favorite character. That guy, I don't know. He was just a cool-ass Cardassian.
That's true.
Cardassian?
Cardassian.
Oh. I would much rather live with the Cardassians than the Cardassians.
Yeah, that ain't no shit.
My number one's Picard.
Pickard.
He's the badass. So that was our quick run through of our favorite Star Trek characters. And you notice only one of us had Kirk.
Yeah, because Kirk's a dick.
He was a dick.
What?
He thought with his. He was Space Vince. Is it, if it has space pussy, I'll fuck it.
All his belly turned to dick at midnight.
Yeah. But it was all never midnight. It was never midnight. They were always in your stars, and it was always sunny.
But I'm not that much of a prick, though.
No,
I'm not like that self-centered asshole.
If we all
asshole.
Went anywhere, whoever was wearing red would die.
That's it.
Yeah, and since Timmy's wearing red.
I'd make everybody, like, different clothes. The color, it wouldn't be color coordinated. You just have to wear different clothes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You just want to see me in a spandex bodysuit.
I do.
I know. Our next top 10 list for the last one for the this week, movie title mashups. We had fun last time. We did TV movie mashups, and that one was hard. So we went a little easier. Both are movies. So
I had to get some way back movies to make some of them work.
Yeah. So start us off there with your number 10.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas Vacation.
I like that one.
Iron Man and the Iron Mask.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
I have Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas Vacation.
I'd watch the fuck out of that.
Could you imagine that?
Chevy Chase. Matt Thompson.
Cousin Eddie in there.
Cousin Eddie. Oh my.
Bats, I swam with the dolphins.
What's your number nine?
We're going to get some damn cocaine. Number nine. The Angry Silence of the Lambs.
Snake on a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's awesome.
Starring Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones. Snakes are everywhere. I have...
get off the
I have Dirty Harry and the Hendersons.
You son of a bitch. You stupid motherfucker.
You have that too?
God damn it.
I just pictured a Sasquatch with a Magnum gun.
Fucking cocksucker.
Was that your next one?
No.
Oh. Was that your number one?
Uh-huh.
Sorry. What's your next one?
Apollo 13 Ghosts.
That actually would be kind of badass.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Die Another Day of the Triffids.
I have Tucker and Dale versus Evil Dead. Which I would watch the hell out of.
Yeah, I would too.
A lot of mine I would watch the hell out of. So, what's your next one there?
Biloxi Blues Brothers.
Ooh. That should have been made instead of Blues Brothers 2000. So.
Indeed. X-Men, The Last Stand by Me.
That would be better than X-Men, The Last Stand.
I totally forgot about Blues Brothers 2000.
Yeah.
Until
it
you just brought
it up. It was on the other day.
I bet John Goodman did pretty good, though.
He did good. The kid ruined it for me. The kid ruined it.
What kid?
The kid who was always in the backseat.
Yeah.
They got him when they stopped at the church or whatever, and they picked up the kid.
The revival.
I don't remember. I thought it was Jim Belushi, or not Jim, but...
John.
John. No, yeah, Jim Belushi. Jim. The brother's still alive, right?
Yeah, John Belushi.
Yeah, Jim. I thought it was Jim Belushi who was in that movie, too.
No. What are we up to, 7?
Yeah.
Yes. I have Shaun of the Dead Poets Society. Nice. Oh, Captain, my Captain, you got a little red on you.
Yeah.
What's your next one?
Don't Look Back to the Future.
That's a good one.
Mine's close. The Empire Strikes Back to the Future.
You fucker, that's my number one. God damn it.
Justice.
Karma's a motherfucker.
Yeah, it is. My next one, I have Malcolm X. XX.
Nice.
Lexington Steel is Malcolm X.
Well, I was going with the Vin Diesel XXX movie, but okay, we'll go with Lexington Steel. Oh, can we do 50 Shades of Sasha Gray?
Fuck yeah.
Yes. All right. Fuck the show. We're filming for YouTube now.
Hell yeah.
Number five.
Face to face off.
Face to face off. That's frightening.
Annie Hall Pass.
I have pretty in pink flamingos.
Nice.
And Vince and I's giggling for, if you've never seen Pink Flamingos, I'm sorry. Go watch it.
Watch it now.
But don't eat.
Don't eat nothing.
Ever.
Don't even think about food.
No. Would you like some chocolate frosting?
Oh, yes.
Chocolate covered pretzel.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Number four.
Malcolm X Men.
That's a good one. Mine was better.
Yes, I agree. All is lost in translation.
Nice.
The story of Asians.
Yes.
And breakers. Oh, shit. Hold on. I think I lost the thing. All right, we're back.
We still recording?
Yep. I think.
Maybe.
We are.
Yeah, we are. Okay. My number four, this is a very long title. I hope they serve beer and hell comes to Frogtown.
Nice.
That's pretty good. You ever read that book?
That's a good book.
I hope they serve beer in here?
Yeah. I like the UTI chapter. That's my favorite.
That's where Timmy got death mix from.
Yep.
Really?
I even drank it. Jesus Christ.
At a hockey game. That was fucked up. Crazy Dutch bastard right there.
Fuck that.
In a camelback.
Yep, in a camel. Yeah.
Yeah. Number three.
Number three, Rain Man of the Year.
Definitely.
No, that's definitely a good one.
The Book Thief of Baghdad.
Nice.
I think that's on the news, ain't it?
No, they're tearing up all their...
They're tearing up their antiques because they're...
They talked about going after the pyramids.
Really?
Yeah.
There'll be some shit over that. That ain't gonna happen.
I'm glad this ain't a political podcast.
Egypt isn't afraid to fucking do nothing. Egypt will fucking do something.
I'll get on a plane and go over there at that point.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them before I die.
That's true.
That's one of those that, you know...
One of those world wonders that you kind of want to go see.
Yeah.
My number three... Did you do yours? Yeah, because yours was the Baghdad.
Yeah.
I have Demolition Man of Steel.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Wesley Snipes versus Superman.
Fuck yeah.
Always better.
With a little Stallone in there.
Little Stallone. Number two.
Number two. Any Given Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
I almost had that one, too. Oh, I'm glad I didn't. That's a good one.
South Pacific Rim.
We can do that with Malcolm Triple X.
Yeah, South Pacific Rim job.
There you go. Starring
you like
Sasha Gray. my number two, I have The Princess Bride of Chucky.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Oh, that's
starring
awesome.
Jennifer Tilly.
I like it.
What's your number one that I've
Go
already stolen?
Go fuck yourself. That's what my number one is.
What's your number one?
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy of Terror.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I thought my title was long.
That was good.
And of course, my number one was Empire Strikes Back to the Future. So
nobody copied me.
That's because we're not...
You pull some obscure shit sometimes. Let's be honest.
Boom.
Sitting there eating pea soup, doing research and stuff.
Is
in your bathroom.
What can I say?
Well, it's good.
It is good.
That'll be it for this week's show. Thank you for listening and sticking around. Like I said, next week will be Indiana Comic Con review, and we got to figure out what we're doing for next week, but we'll do that after we get done here. We do have an email if you have suggestions, ideas. If you don't like us and want to cuss us out, any of that good garbage, inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com is our email. We have Twitter, @inconclusivepod, @cyborgsumo.
@TimmyShizzler.
@ShoreTimmy.
@FetalBliss.
And our Facebook group, where most of our stuff gets put. Just search for Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast.
On official.
The official.
Official.
Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast page. I'll join you to the group.
Whoop, whoop.
I think that's it for this week. Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
Got the Dodge back.
Yep, you got the Dodge back. No more driving the Fiasco.
Nope. Thank God. Mm-hmm. A couple more weeks, I'm doing stand-up comedy again.
Okay. Crackers again?
Yeah, Crackers.
How good last time?
Pretty good, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Good time.
All of his stuff's online.
Left my fucking jokes in the truck, so I had to wing it. Went a lot better than it goes in here, but,
Well, this is just a tester for the stage thing.
Right.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I can't see this audience.
We can't hear them boo.
That's
so
true.
That's true. You got anything?
I got nothing.
Just, itchy nutsack.
Yeah. All right, I think that's it. Thank you all for listening, and see you next week.
Like Titty Gaga. How are we going to see him on a freaking
fuck
podcast?
You.